pace and found a place so quiet in my cell. Awake the next and see my silence when I'm felt. You got was in your reach, it's all along. Plus one day you'll be reaching for me and I'll be gone. So to help remind myself, I wrote this little song.
Enough being sappy. The next hour is a roast. No, man, I couldn't. I think I would end up making it sentimental. Like, I'd be like, I can't think of anything, actually. But I'd be like, yeah, and that's why I'll always remember you and cherish you. Boom, roasted. That's why junior year when, ooh, yeah, junior year when Gabby and Maya made... Me, Gabby, Maya, and Sean would hang out, like, all the time in the house. And they... See, I knew I would do it. And they printed out pictures of our faces on, like, different things. And they lined the walls of our house for months, just, like... Or, like, when I had to leave for, like, a month to take care of some stuff, they sent me a video singing a song called "We Miss You, Josh." Like, that's how it went. Like... Yeah, I couldn't do a roast. Not today. Nah, sorry, guys. Give me some time, though. I don't like you guys that much. And the next song that we have is dedicated to my Paige and Steph and, well, everyone, really. But I know that these two love this song with their whole heart. And I love them with my whole heart. This is Helena. Helena, I think. By My Chem. Those two have just been always there for me when I've needed to talk, or like when I've needed to just think, or like when I felt like I was like tripping up over something that I just needed like an honest, like just like direct, like cut it to me straight answer. They were always there, and they were never doing it in a judgmental or rude way. They were just doing it in a way where they wanted nothing but the best for me. And you know, I just really appreciate that. And, like, a lot. And I could touch on it more, but... Hey, you know what, Maya? You boom roasted yourself, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Chill. Maya's... Maya. Whatever. You know what? Maya sidetracked me. But no, genuinely, like, those two just would, they had nothing but pure love in their heart for me. And sometimes I wouldn't have realized that at the time. And sometimes I maybe thought I was coming from a different place than it was. But they just wanted the best for me, and they just wanted to make sure that I was okay. And for that, I will always appreciate them. And this is why we're playing Helena by My Chemical Romance. Just like the horse, you died again and again. We are so far from you. Yeah, we're getting a call. I'll answer that in a second. I think that's how that works. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard, but there was like some little like sound in the background of that. No clue what that was. Next up, I don't know how people feel about this. I feel like this is not as evil as Jeff Buckley. But at the same time, I could be wrong. This is Jigsaw Falling Into Place.
you take my hand, just as you light my number down, just as the drinks arrive, just as they play your favorite songs, your breath disappears. No one wind up like a spring before you had too much. Come back and focus again. The walls have been in shape. You got a chance you can't come in. This place is on a mission for the night out. For the animal noises, close to the camera. Before you come to
Onianta, we have a very special caller. They seem to be a little confused, a little bit. You are on air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on air. Hello?
Am I on air?
Yes.
How does this work? Do I have to talk now? Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Josh?
Yes, this is he.
Hi.
Hey.
I've never been on TV before.
Okay.
How does it?
Okay, so basically just, you know, like you're just talking, like we're having a conversation.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, he's gone. Okay, he's left the building. Next up, we have Selfless by The Strokes. Dedicating this one to Liv and Bella, if they're listening.
Across my face.
I don't want to, but no, we got halfway through and it was, nah, cannot do that. What's next? I'm thinking, I don't know if Kate's still listening. I got a lot of songs left. I don't know if I have the time. I'm going to skip into Linger, and this one goes out to the Girls at West, just blanket coverage. I remember the song just playing on repeat. So this is Linger by the Cranberries.
Thank you.
This next song I'm dedicating just, I guess everyone, the Woney parties. This is 1251 by The Strokes. I remember hearing it for the first time. I think I want to say at a Woney party. Maybe not. Maybe I made that up. But I just remember just going there, like Sarah Donovan, like Grace Cook, Amelia, you'd have, why am I blanking on all the guys? Oh, John Dima. You know what I mean? Like, all those people that, like, they may have graduated, but they're still part of us. Because we all were there at their house. And, like, Kaylee, Carlotta. You know, just going to those parties with everyone and just hanging out and having a good time. I genuinely, like, love those parties. Like, those were a genuinely highlight. Such a highlight. So this is 1251 by The Strokes. Next up is Beetlebum by Blur, and then after that we got Need To by Pine Grove, and we're kind of winding down here. So unfortunately I don't think I'm going to get through all the stuff I wanted today, but I think I'm going to make time for... Yeah, nah, we should be good. Thank you.
she's a gun. Now what you done, beetle bum? Get nothing done. Hey, you beetle bum. Just get nothing.
Right, we got a couple people in the studio with us. I did it to her. She did it to me. We have Dakota Keats. You are on air.
Hi, guys.
And then as well as that, we have Magnus Chanel joining us over phone. Magnus.
Well.
That weird. I'm like it's kind of perfect. It's kind of perfect. I mean, yeah, like Dakota. I surprised Dakota on Monday, but she came and surprised me. And I'm gonna wrap it up probably in like the next like 15 minutes or so. Give the next DJ some time to get in. Give Rachel and Nate some time. But yeah, guys, Dakota, how'd you feel listening to the beginning?
I listened to the whole thing.
Did you?
Yes, I've been sad.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. I listened to your show earlier, Dakota. It was very emo.
Mad emo this week, guys.
It's weird. I was Lou. You guys remember Lou? Like the GM our freshman year?
Yeah.
He DM'd me and he goes, like, hey, like, have a great last show. Like, it's a weird feeling. And, like, it's weird because that was 4 years ago that he had his last show. And then I was thinking about it, though. I was like, it is a weird feeling because it's weird how much I can remember from my time here at Oneonta. That, like, I couldn't recall on, like, the any given day. But, like,
it
right
seems
now.
It,
like, sitting here in this moment, it seems like everything I remember was, like, a week ago. Like, I remember playing Zombie. I was playing Zombie by the Cranberries freshman year in my dorm hall. And Alex and Dan stopped by, and they were like, yo, like, that's a great song. And I was like, yeah, like, it is. And, like, that's how we started talking. Yeah, just, like, stupid stuff like that. Has that been hitting you guys?
Yeah, yes. Like, I don't know. I think all the time about Evie.
Yeah. I was going to play Decepticon.
That'd be pretty often. Like, the fact that we didn't know each other and then met through that.
On that show.
Yeah, and then, like, her being, like...
She stalked us.
I actually, like, I remember walking in, it was mad awkward, we didn't know each other, and then, like, she was playing music, and then, like, she was, like, playing, like, great music, too.
Yeah.
And then starts, like, talking to us, and she's like, so, actually, I stalked all of you, and I know everything about you, so...
I know. When she said that, I was like, wow, I mean, really cut through. She was funny.
Yeah, like, there was no, it was awkward in the start. And then, like, as soon as she said that, I was like, oh, we're chilling. Like,
yeah. Genuinely.
It was so nerve-wracking being a freshman, too. Like,
yeah. Like, sitting in, I remember going through training thinking it was, like, this mountain. And now it's just such second nature for all of us. Did you train Dakota with Evie?
I trained with Jess, I remember.
Jess, yeah.
And then I think someone else, but I remember Jess was playing Come a Little Closer by Cage Elephant.
Yeah.
And we were jamming out.
Yeah.
Come a little closer. Yeah.
That's a great song, too. I love Cage Elephant. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Dakota, the old keyboard was crazy.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
But honestly, yeah, I don't know. And I was thinking this recently. I said to someone, like, you know how they're always like, you guys, your e-board is the most involved e-board, like, the best e-board. Like, I think that stems from, like, 3-4 years of it being, like, a really good e-board. You know what I mean? Like, it's like now they're finally sitting back and being like, damn, like, the Wony's killing it for, like, years in a row. You know what I mean?
If it was 1 year. Yeah.
If it was 1 year. I feel like that would have just passed them by. But, like, we've been killing it continuously for the last, like, 4 or 5 years, like, since we moved to Hun Union, I think.
I genuinely do. I have to agree. I mean, like, I've been on the e-board with Dakota for a minute, you know, for a fat minute. And you for 2 years. But it's, like, we've seen, like, the ebb and flow of it. But, like, every time, like, the personalities on the e-board, whether or not, like, the e-board... This e-board has gotten a lot done, but it's like those personalities that just this club attracts, I feel like, genuinely, is like, it can't go unnoticed. You know what I mean? Like, in like recent years, like, the people who are on e-board, the people who like care and show up and pop out, like, are just big people. Like, big personality, like, colorful people. Like, we're just like,
they're
it's just out there. Bro.
Big people. Anyway.
Yeah.
Bro, the first time I heard 18, I was 18, bro, and now I'm not 18, bro.
Dakota, you want to touch on that?
I didn't even, like, plan on being sad, but we were just sitting there, and I was thinking that, and then Maya said it out loud, and I literally couldn't stop the tears from rolling.
The Dares.
I just think it's so, like, me and Josh were just talking about this. Like, it's so funny to me because, like, I never thought, like, that was my thought when we were, like, 19 playing it, too. Like, I was like, damn, we're not 18 anymore. Like, shit. Like, oh, excuse me. Now we're,
hey, man. Now we're 22.
Now we're 22.
Now we're 22. Yeah. Yo, that's the other thing. I remember, I was thinking back to Radiothon, Dakota and I did our set list together for the first hour. And then, like, I remember I saw you in and out. Or, and I'm thinking Radiothon's coming up, and this is going to be our last one. Like, we got to ride. Like, we got to make it, like,
count. No, we're pulling up. 1 a.m.
I will be there. If the 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. slots aren't taken, there's the solid chance I'll figure out a way to get there.
What's the dates on that, by the way?
I want to say it's the 11th to the 12th or the 12th to the 13th.
Monday.
Okay, word.
So the 11th, because 10th. Yeah, so the 11th into the 12th. 8 p.m. Word. To 8 p.m.
Catch us on WONY.
Catch us on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta.
WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Yo, do you guys remember the alien?
Yes.
Or the fart PSAs or like...
The fart PSA was crazy, dude. I remember, like, I used to play the weirdest ones on my show on purpose. Like, I used to, like, look through them and be like, damn, is this a weird one?
I would play and Mr. Krabs a lot.
Yeah. I used to play the Breaking Bad one all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. Same.
Well, the
same,
one
same.
That was, like, I used to play the PSA.
That's a good
was,
song,
like,
Magnus.
Or not the PSA. Not the PSA, whichever one was like asking a bunch of students if aliens exist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely. There was literally so many of them.
There's a lot, and I think a lot of them are on the ops computer. Like, there's an ops computer in the back that has like a bunch of old PSAs. Yeah.
Do you remember also having to fill out the paper at the time for the PSAs and legal IDs?
I do.
Yes.
That yeah. was old news, bro. That was we've evolved, bro.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
You know, it's not 1962 anymore.
Nah, it's not. Yo, I'm thinking back to like just real quick. Just like Just like the alumni weekends, like the radiothons, like the Woney Islands, Hollow Woney junior year.
Oh yes, yes.
What indeed. Was about that?
No, just the vibes, just everything. Like, we were first, yeah. we were all on eBoard together for the first time.
Yeah. I remember the first Hollow Woney really vividly. Like,
yeah.
I remember going there, and I remember, like, being like, wow, like, I really want to play this. Like,
it was in Lee Hall, right?
It was in Lee Hall, and it was Darling Lung, and it was Firing Squad, and it was, some other band, and the singer from Darling Lung was dressed as a nun.
That's
and
sick.
He like grabbed the mic and just like went and like screamed in everyone's face. Like, he just like ran around the room screaming in people's faces. Like, it was great.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah,
in a nun costume. Like, what?
Well, I mean, coincidentally, the next song I do have up, which I think I might let play, is Decepticon by La Tigre. And I remember thinking, because Evie did this at Formal. Do you remember that? Her and Jack Weiss sang this. So if we're getting nostalgic, might as well be the next song that we play.
Go for it.
What do you guys think? Yeah? Yeah. All right. I love you both very much. Magnus, keep it locked. I'll see you later, okay?
I will. All right. Doing an essay.
Good luck.
In order to graduate.
You got this. I believe in you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. This is Decepticon by La Tigre. Every day,
I'm trying to tell you something that I already said. You like the pretty boy with the pretty voice who's trying to sell you something, something that you already had. But if you're too drunk to drive and the music is right, she might let you stay, but just for the night. And if she grabs for your hair and drags you along, she might want a kiss before the end of the song. But if you're too drunk to drive and the music is right, she might let you stay, but just for the night. And if she grabs for your hand and drives you along, she might want a kiss before the end of the song.
How many men have you killed?
Very few.
Did you offer me a kiss?
Fine. Such a foolish reason, I'm afraid. I don't want to kiss you.
That was Lover's Rock by TV Girl. And then we have one more song. Apparently, the stream is skipping. So I'm going to go reset that real quick. I'm a little conflicted. Let me see if they can hear me. Dakota, what do you think? What do you think we should do? Should we do Shine by Collective Soul? Damn That River. Or Youngest Daughter.
You know what I'm going to say.
I don't.
Youngest Daughter.
Youngest Daughter it is. All right. This has been the last Young Quest. I'll get sentimental in a sec. This is Youngest Daughter by Superhaven. We'll be right back. That's the last one, technically, from right now. Thank you guys for keeping it locked with me for the past 4 years. And to everyone listening, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, this club introduced me to you guys, and I met you guys through friends of friends or through mutuals. But I wouldn't be the person I am today without you guys, and I wouldn't be the person I am today without Wony. And Dakota's filming me, but I mean it because I love you all so much, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for you guys, and I know there's nothing that you wouldn't do for me. And being in this studio right now and just thinking back like to all the things I've talked about at the show, from Kate and I going on walks, I didn't get to play Hysteria for my Kate, or Helena, you know, for Paige and Steph, you know, Shine for Mitch, Damn That River for Elliot, all these people, you know, so many more that I didn't even list off, all these stories from Will's Breakfast, Treehouse, Doghouse, Cherry, Kingdom, Ford, Myrtle. Like, you guys genuinely have made me and my college experience everything that it is. And if given the opportunity right now to go back and change it, I don't think I would. Because I know that whether it's 1 month or 1 year, 6 months or 6 years, if life gets in the way and I don't hear from you guys every day, I don't see from you every day, it doesn't mean I don't love you any less. And I know once I bump into you, or once we make that reach out and make that contact, it'll pick up like nothing even happened, because you guys are just, you've already been there with me for so long. New and old, we've all been together, and you guys are all such beautiful people. And to those listening, I hope each week I've been able to maybe show you a new song, maybe to talk about something that made you laugh, you know, hopefully shed some light on something that you were going on that maybe you thought you were alone. Trust me, you're not. There's people always out there. Everyone loves you. You are loved. And yeah, thanks for keeping it locked here at WNY 90.9 FM Oneonta. This has been The Young Quest, and I hope you guys stay tuned for the next DJ. Mm-hmm.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it.